From historic Cambridge, Massachusetts, Columbia welcomes you to another in its Harvard University series of fine organ programs with E. Power Biggs playing the famous classic style instrument in Harvard's Germanic Museum. The program is composed of works by Handel, Bach, and Max Reger. Over a period of 3 weeks, Mr. Biggs is performing the 6 fugues for organ by Handel, and this morning he completes the cycle with the last 2 in the set. Like the others, these fugues are based on material that Handel used again in different works. The fugue number 5 resembles an early chorus in his oratorio, Israel in Egypt. Number 6 appears to show that Handel borrowed not only from himself, but from his predecessors. It has something in common with the fugal passage composed by an organist of the early 17th century. E. Power Biggs plays these 2 fugues by Handel. E. Power Biggs has played the fugues numbers 5 and 6 by Handel, thus completing a 3-week cycle of all 6 fugues for organ by this composer. Just as there are 3 B's of music, there may also be 3 R's of organ music. Joseph Rheinberger, Julius Reubke, the pupil of Liszt, and Max Reger. The one who concerns us now was the last named Max Reger, the Bavarian composer who died in 1916. Reger's boyhood home must have been well cluttered. Part of it was occupied by a clockmaker who took in repair jobs, and Reger's father repaired musical instruments as a business there. To add to this, Max and his father brought home the parts of an old seminary organ and reassembled them piece by piece. Young Reger grew up to be a fine organist and pianist. And his organ compositions have been flatteringly compared to those of his great idol, Bach. Reger so worshipped Bach that he used to sign his own works by spelling out Bach's name in musical tones at the end of each piece. Logically, he also composed a whole piece on a theme made from such a musical anagram of Bach's name. This is the work by Reger to be performed by Mr. Biggs, his Fantasia on B-A-C-H. Thank you. The Fantasia on BACH, the musical anagram of Bach's name by Max Reger, has been played by E. Power Biggs. The music of Bach himself now figures on the program. Mr. Biggs will play the first of his so-called trio sonatas, which he wrote as studies in organ technique. In the language of the organ, a trio sonata is one registered on the two manuals and the pedals as though played by a set of three instruments. Bach's trio sonata number one is in three movements, a moderately fast opening, then a slow one in the nature of a Siciliano or boat song, and a rapid finale. Thank you. Columbia has presented another in its Harvard University series of fine organ programs with E. Power Biggs as soloist. The concluding work was the Trio Sonata No. 1 by Bach. Next week's program is made up mostly of early English music, centering around compositions by Henry Purcell and his brother Daniel. Mr. Biggs' guests will be Roger Voisin, trumpet, and Philip Kaplan, flute. These programs are performed in Harvard's Germanic Museum, where Mr. Biggs uses the famous classic style organ designed by G. Donald Harrison. They are broadcast from Cambridge, Massachusetts, through station WEEI in Boston. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.